Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your names and your title with the festival.
Patty White, I'm the festival director.
And Lee Anderson, festival director. And we're both co-founders.
Yes, and we are talking about the Annapolis Film Festival. It's going to be returning to Annapolis, Maryland on April 4th through the 7th. So, hey, thanks for joining us again this year.
Thanks for having us back.
We're excited to be here. We're excited to be in the final stretch for the festival.
Yeah, I'm sure it's an insanely busy time for you all. So it's fun to talk about the movies and the lineup. So before we get into any of that, just big picture it for me. What year are we in now? How much have you seen it grow?
We're in 12, year 12.
Man, hard to believe.
It's better by the dozen, apparently.
But it's not cheaper by the dozen.
Better by the dozen, not necessarily cheaper by the dozen.
Exactly.
But why expound upon that so I have a soundbite to use. Why is it better in year 12? Why has it grown? You know, it's a walkable festival, whatever you want to say of why it's such a cool festival.
Well, we've grown up. I mean, our whole community has grown up because they've learned how to be a festival town. We've learned how to navigate it. They've learned all the things about going to a festival. And then that has brought us a lot more support, all kinds of support, you know, people actually loving it, changing their plans, making sure they're here. And then we've been able to grow the festival. We've made great relationships with distributors. We've brought a lot of filmmakers in. They want to come back. We're a filmmaker friendly town.
And, you know, we're always walkable, affordable, accessible, and available to everyone. It truly is a community-driven event, and we have received lots of love through the pandemic and back. And now we're excited because even actors are coming back this year.
Yeah. I mean, for a while, no actors were going anywhere, but we've got a few great ones coming this year.
Oh, yeah.
We did survive two strikes this year, though. That's been interesting. So we're happy that it's all in the rear view.
Yeah, you dealt with pandemic for several years, and then you were like, oh no, double Hollywood strikes, but that's all over now, and hopefully now that, you know, like you're saying, the talent, the filmmakers and the actors can come back in full force at this year's festival. All right, well, without further ado, let's sort of move through the lineup chronologically. So it kicks off Thursday, April 4th. What do we have for opening night?
One film opening night. This year, it's Thelma, which was a great hit at Sundance this year. Has played some other regional festivals this spring. And we're excited about it because June Squibb, who is herself is 94 years old. She plays a 94-year-old grandmother to Fred Hechinger's grandson. He's from White Lotus and other things. And then that play sort of tries to helicopter her and make sure she's okay. And she's fine. And she just wants to have her own independence. And you know, she gets caught up in a scam early on in the film where she loses money. I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but she's fed up with the fact that nobody can do anything about it. The police, her family, nobody. So she takes it upon herself. And it is wickedly funny and has just a great tone all the way through.
Yeah.
And it's also just a really good family kind of film, but a intimate, fun, you know, it's a good for opening night. It'll appeal to lots of people.
Yeah, if anyone...
It's a little Mission Impossible for the octogenarian generation.
Yeah, it seems almost like a grandmother doing a Mission Impossible sort of a spin on that. That sounds hilarious.
It kind of is, and it's really fun. And so all ages will love this movie. And it's poignant and it's funny at the same time. And it's just, it's a winner for opening night.
And June Squibb, literally, this is her first leading role ever. She was Academy Award nominated in the past, but she had to be 93 years old to get her first leading role.
Better late than never.
Exactly. She's actually on set now, or she would be here. She's on another movie set. She's just working away. And so she and Josh Margolin, the director, are going to do a pre-recorded Q&A for us for opening night. So they'll be on the screen. Which with a great interview with Joe Neumeier afterwards.
Awesome. Yeah. And if anyone saw Nebraska, the Alexander Payne movie, she stole the show, man. June Squibb had some of the amazing best zingers of any movie ever. And that's why she got the Oscar supporting actor nomination.
Exactly. And she's this way here too. She's got zingers and she's just really fun to watch.
That's great. All right. So that's opening night. I wanted to give that, you know, a little extra due there.
Don't forget, we like to kick off with parties. So depending on your pass level, we have a pre-reception, red carpet, film, and then we're doing a big blowout after party following opening night.
Where's the after party?
It's downtown. Should I say the location? Yeah, I guess we can. We were the first to actually throw a party on stars on the rooftop of the newly remodeled Hillman Garage at the foot of Main Street, but it overlooks the harbor.
Wow, that's going to be awesome.
We're going to be at we're calling it the top of the town.
The food is from the Atlas Restaurant Group. You probably know them from Chop Tank, and they just recently opened the Ruxton in Harbor East in Baltimore.
I love it. But no, don't be all inspired by the movie and try to do some Mission Impossible, you know, rappelling down the side. No, keep it separate, folks. All right, cool. All right. And then, so that's Thursday. All right. So moving to Friday, April 5th, there's so much. So we obviously have no time to go through all of it, but do your best to, you know, pick out some of the highlights for me for Friday.
So one of the things that we think gets often overlooked, but it's one of the best kept secrets of the festival, is Coffee Talks. That takes place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning at Ram's Head on stage. And it's an hour intimate hosted conversation about the industry with unannounced but fun guests every morning.
It's from 9 to 10 in the morning, and then people can go off to watch films. And also on Friday morning, we have our panel lineup, which is, you know, our industry panels over at the Powerhouse by the Graduate. And those are always really interesting. You know, one's more interesting than the next, basically. Also, we have our showcases. We have an environmental showcase. We have an environmental showcase with the film The Common Ground, which is about soil, agriculture, farming, but it's really well done. And it tells the story about the sort of future and what's to come. And that's at noon over at Merritt Hall. That's going to be great. Have a great panel with it.
Also, we have shorts 1 through 4, but we're kicking off with our documentary shorts starting Friday morning. And we have some really wonderful shorts programs. You can see them Friday and Saturday in the schedule.
Yeah. Also, we have Wildcat, which is over at St. John's. We have one film on Friday at St. John's, and at 4 o'clock or so in the afternoon. And it's a Ethan Hawke directed film. I think this is his directorial debut, and his daughter Maya is in it. And it's a Flannery O'Connor piece that is put into three little vignettes. Laura Linney's in it, and it's a really fascinating artistic film.
Wow. Yeah, but earlier on Friday, I think you wanted us to go chronologically more, but earlier,
it's all right. I just mean chronologically, day by day, but in the actual day, do it every month.
Okay. We also have a really interesting film called A New Kind of Wilderness about a family that lives off the grid, and they face a big change when the mother dies, and it's a big upheaval in the way that they've lived their lives.
It's a Norwegian film, and it's fascinating. The family, you almost feel like they're actors at times, but they're not, you know, it's real life. Maestra is another documentary we have about a female orchestra, a female conductor.
Yes.
And
there's only four or 6% of the conductors in the world for symphonies are women.
Right.
So, it's a really fascinating look at a really narrow slice of life for female conductors.
Exactly. And we also have a Ukrainian film called Taste of Freedom, which is actually, it's not about the war. It actually takes place right before the war. And it's about a chef who moves from a rural area, a young girl who wants to be a chef, and she moves into town and starts to build her career.
It's based on a true story of a real woman that wanted to elevate and raise local cuisine to a new level. And she's the chef, you know, she's very famous now, but you know, it's also gorgeous to watch. It's just beautifully shot and filmed. And it's like a beautiful picture to look at. It's
before we get to the big thing for Friday night is just want to mention another great documentary we're getting off of Sundance called Every Little Thing. And it's a hummingbird story and a woman who has followed them and taken care of them. And it is supposed to be one of the most beautiful and interesting films done this way. So what I have not seen this because it came to us late, but our director of program just saw it and said it's fantastic. So this is something that's a no miss. And then we also have Coup, which is a really interesting satire that takes place back in the days of the first pandemic, the Spanish flu. and it deals with all the kinds of crazy stuff that goes on in a wealthy family that's hiding away.
We also have another really based on a true story narrative feature called Possum Trot, which is actually the name of a little town in East Texas. And it's based on the true story of a small town that basically starts rescuing children from the foster care system. And they, you know, save many, many kids. It's just very touching.
Right. And Humanist Vampire is our late night film. And it's
Humanist Vampire Seeking Suicidal Person.
Right.
Is that the title?
Yeah. But but anyway, that's a real crowd pleaser, interesting film as well. And that's our late night film. But you know, at 7:30, our spotlight film is Fresh Kills.
Yes,
and
let's go into the spotlight. This is the big one. What is Fresh Kills about?
So that's Jennifer Esposito's film. This is her directorial debut, and it's a mafia family. It's the story of a mafia family seen through the eyes of the females in the family. She plays the mother, and she has two teenage daughters who are sort of coming of age in later teen years, and they're coming to terms with the fact that their father is a criminal. And this is, you know, some know, some don't know, some are learning, and it's all the relationships and what goes on in a it takes place in Staten Island in the 80s.
God, that sounds fantastic. And I'm going to be interviewing Jennifer Esposito hopefully later this week about that very movie and do a separate story on it. So we'll find all about that from the writer director herself.
Exactly.
We're excited.
And she will be here.
Jennifer's coming with some other cast members as well. So we're really excited to have them. We actually saw the film at Palm Springs and we just loved it. It's very well done.
It's a really good independent drama. You know, I mean, we were very happy to have this film.
So awesome. That's a big get for you all. That's a big get.
Yeah, it is. We're excited. Then we also have a film called Medea. It's another documentary. It's a film about the Northern Iraqi girl, Yazidi, named Medea, who was kidnapped in her, you know, preteen or 12, 13 years old, kidnapped out of her village. She was with ISIS for a couple of years and then returned to the family. And of course, some family members gone by then. And she came to terms with what life after this kidnapping was. And it's very, very interesting, dramatic, and a story that needed to be told. The interesting thing is Medea is coming. She's in this country now. She's 19 years old, and she will be coming to our festival along with the director, Hassan.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, that's a jam-packed lineup for Friday. All right. So turn the page to Saturday, April 6th. Pick out some highlights like you did for Friday.
We are kicking off Saturday morning with our annual Shorts Challenge competition. Of course, for this year's festival is out of the box. So that's the theme for the Shorts Challenge. We received more submissions than ever before this year. And we have five finalist teams that will be competing for the grand prize of, you know, a production package put together from various partners in Maryland and supported through the Maryland Film Office and Red Star, Henninger Media, Studio Unknown. And it's a big deal because these folks can make their short film and get lots of camera support, lighting, sound design, and post-production video support to actually complete their film and show it the following year. In fact,
The winner of last year's challenge will be bringing their short film back. It was the duo, and they're going to be bringing it back to Annapolis. And they will introduce this year's shorts challenge, but they're also going to play their film before the Black experience and after the Jewish experience, because the film is about the relationship that these two young men have together, as one is Jewish and one is Black, and they went to USC film school together and they became friends and they started to dive into the historical relationship of Jews and Blacks. And they're telling it through their eyes, and it's really good. So well done.
Another big kickoff moment Saturday is a film that we are just delighted to have. It's called Empire Waste. So if you're a woman, you know what that is, because that's a cut for a dress. But it's a fashion design term.
Or in French, they call it empire.
Empire.
All right.
And it's a story about two girls that get put together in a lab that aren't particularly friends. They're kind of outcasts, so they get lumped together, and then they're doing homework together, and one discovers that the other one has a closet full of size 10 amazing designs. And
it's really a film about bullying, and particularly for, you know, girls who are overweight, and it takes on all those issues that come with that. And it also a little group of friends that become the others, you know, the ones that don't fit in with the crowd, and how these girls turn the one's fashion sense into something that changes their lives.
So she starts dressing all the outcasts, and it's great. It's just great. Charming. And we actually will have two actresses, the two actresses yeah. that are the lead actresses from the film here
are coming, which is exciting. And the director as well.
Great. All right. And what else for Saturday? Also, anything else?
Yeah, we have a lot of things on Saturday.
There's a documentary called First They Bombed New Mexico.
Yeah.
It's the director, Lois Lipman, will be here. She has followed the story of the Trinity bombing that really impacted the indigenous people of New Mexico.
And we also have Gary Jobson, who's the new chair of our board, is also the famous sailor from Annapolis, won the America's Cup years ago with Ted Turner. He's got a film that he shot in 2012 about a couple from 1930s, the mid-1930s through the 50s, when they took these young people, 16 to 24-year-olds, on trips around the world on these ships, these tall sailing vessels, and they took them around the world, and they have footage, old historical footage of these trips and all the places they went. So Gary is going to be showing this film and sharing the film that he did like 10 years ago, interviewing some of these people now that they're in their 80s.
So, it's terrific. The footage was shot between 1936 and World War II.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's old film footage.
It's called Unfurling the World. We also have an immigration documentary for our Latin experience this year called All We Carry, which is about a couple that comes over from Honduras, crosses the border, gets on one of those buses, heads up to Seattle, and then has to make a life. And they are fortunate enough to find their way into this and into the world of the synagogue, who takes them in and helps place them in places and helps sort of follow their life. And it's really a positive immigration story.
Not to be dwarfed by another Cuban film called Musica, which is about reefer instruments going to children in Havana to be able to create an orchestra. They eventually travel to the US, and it's a wonderful film. It's preceded by a short film made by Patty and myself, called Cuba Ahora.
And that was quite a while ago too, but it fits the theme. So we also, then of course we have our big Black experience at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And this year the film is called Harlan Jeffries, The King of the In-Between. And this is somebody, the people who know who he is and know his music, love him and cherish him. And most people don't know who he is. And that's just why this film was made, because how someone like that never be able to see a career go to where it should have gone. And some of the great musicians, like Springsteen, speak to it, and people like that speak to Garland Jeffries. So this is a story about his life, what happened to him in the music business, and, you know, what his music and trying to get his music out there today.
We also have a feature called Free Time,
Free Time. And it's a film that takes on the whole that generation of millennials, you know, and what it's like to go to work as a millennial and be in the office. And it's really funny. It's very clever, and I think people will relate to it. Young people are going to love this movie.
And then, of course, we have a 2 o'clock spotlight on Saturday, and we're very excited to also announce that that actor will be present. We have a film called I'll Be Right There, starring Edie Falco.
Oh, wow. Edie Falco's coming to
She
Annapolis?
is. She's coming to Annapolis, and we're very excited about it.
What's it about?
It's about a woman who is coming to terms with her life after divorce and children growing, getting into young adulthood, and her having to look at herself. Like, all she's ever said to everybody is, I'll be right there. I'll take care of you. I'll fix this. I'll fix that, the way so many women feel. And she's now having to deal with what happens next. And I, you know, come to the movies to find out.
She's there for everybody but herself, right, until the end of the, you know, film, right, her ex-husband, her adult children, everybody. So, anyway, we're excited to have her here in Annapolis. And most people probably know her from either Nurse Jackie or The Sopranos.
Yeah. But she'll be out all, you know, she'll be around all day Saturday. So come on out to the festival. you'll love it. And then following that is our Saturday night spotlight film called Suze, S-U-Z-E. And it's a comedy, but it's a dramedy. It's got some very deep issues in it, but it's done in such a way that makes, it's also about a woman who has, his husband's left her, and she's in a new situation in her life with a daughter who's about to go to college. The problem is the daughter has a boyfriend that she can't stand because he needs to be a ne'er-do-well and doing nothing. So we don't want to give things away, but all we can say is the daughter goes off to college against the mother, doesn't even want to lose her daughter. It's all she's got. But she lets her go, and then something happens, and somehow the boy ends up on her doorstep, and she has to take care of him for a little while after the daughter's dumped him. So it's very charming. It's Michaela Watkins. It's a really good script. It's a Canadian film, and I think people will love it.
Another really interesting screening on Saturday night is a film we have called Call Me Dancer, directed by Leslie Champagne. And it's the story of a couple of boys in India that really dream of dancing. And they are mentored and befriended by an Israeli expat who ends up in India, but he was a world famous ballet dancer. So he takes the street dancer and turns him into a ballet dancers, and they end up in companies and performing the whole time while their families want them to just stop doing that and drive a taxi and, you know, take care of the parents. Right. So it's a wonderful story. And Manish, one of the dancers, will be here.
Yeah. And that's a documentary, but it's really lovely film. Also on Saturday night, we have a French film called My Motherland, which is really cool. And we have two films, Gondola, which is one of the most beautiful films you'll ever see, and Big Boys. And both of them have LGBTQ stories in them. And they're over at the Boys and Girls Club later that night. So, and then we have a late film at Asbury called Flipside, which is fun. Really cool, about a guy who, you know, is working on a career in television and is trying to make it. When he was a teenager, he used to work in this record store in New Jersey. So when he struggles with his career, he comes back to try to do a film, and he decides to make a film about this old record store. So, and he's going to be doing a Q&A, recorded Q&A, that'll follow his film.
Yep. And then, of course, at the end of the night, we have, if depending on your pass level, there's the Saturday Bash.
Well, before, one more thing, I just want to say there is another doc called This Is Going to Be Big, which is really, really cool film, an Australian film about these kids that are what they call now
neurodivergent,
which is a form on the autism scale somewhere on the spectrum, they call it. And these kids are in a special school somewhere in Northern Australia somewhere. And they are trying to put together a performance for the end of their year. And it takes them months, and they all get excited about what they have to do. And this is following these kids trying to contain their brains and everything to be able to focus on putting something together. And it's so charming, and you get to know the kids. And it's a really great way to see this kind of issue that goes on often. I mean, this is not an unusual story anymore.
It's very relatable. Mm-hmm. And then if you're tired of watching movies after that and you have a gold or silver pass, you can go to the Saturday Bash and dance to the the tune, the mixes of DJ Jay Claxton. It'll be a great party, and we will announce the Shorts Challenge winner.
Right. At the Bash.
At the Bash.
Also, the Shorts will play again. All the Shorts 1, 2, 3, and 4 will play all day Saturday and Saturday night. So there's something for everybody. Awesome. We move into Sunday.
Yeah. So now, all right, that's Saturday. And then so Sunday, all culminating in this final day of excellence. What do we got?
Well,
excellence.
If you're hungry, you can come to the breakfast before the Jewish experience. It's Bagels, Lox, and Coffee by Baltimore Coffee and Tea Company. And it's a great time, a gathering that we look forward to every year. And then we have a wonderful presentation.
Unbroken, the film Unbroken, which is Beth Lane's new film. She's coming here with it. And she is she's telling the story of these 7 children that were escaping the Holocaust, roaming around Germany, being hidden in farms. But these are kids. These were 7 children in one family. And the mother finally is out of the picture. She doesn't make it. And the father has these kids and has to hide them everywhere. And they finally make it into the United States at some point. And most of them are fostered out, but one of them is adopted and she loses touch with her family. She's only a little girl, like 3 years old, something at the time, 3 or 4. So it's 40 years before she finds that family again. And she is the mother of the director of the film. So it's a very poignant story. They have a lot of historical footage and some of the family members are here to tell the story as well. So it's really great.
And then if you have little kids and you want to go see another movie, you can bring them to see Puffin Rock and His New Friends, which is an animated feature that would be wonderful for children to enjoy.
And we have Girls Will Be Girls, which is a film, foreign film, Indian, that is a story of a mother, another mother and daughter. We have lots of mother and daughter stories. And this one is a mother who goes up to try to save the schoolwork of her daughter who's in boarding school up in the Himalayas somewhere. And she goes there to make sure her daughter is focusing on what she needs to focus on. And of course, that also includes a boyfriend that the daughter has that the mother's not happy with. Just there's a completely different story.
There's a theme happening here.
Right.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's a really good film though. It's very, very good. And
we also have something really interesting that we've never done before. We have a little grouping of 3 short films we're putting together that we're calling Meta Cinema.
Meta Cinema.
Yeah. Meta Cinema. It's 3 stories that have medicine sort of in looking to the future in medicine. One is about the Nobel Prize, how to win a Nobel Prize, and it's all about cancer research, basically. Another one is about Alzheimer's, tattoo on the brain. It's about a doctor who is following his own Alzheimer's diagnosis. And then the third one is Winding Path, which is about a Native American young woman who decides to go into cardiology because her grandfather has a heart attack on the reservation and there's no care. So these are all stories that we put into just a segment called Metacinema. The other thing that's really cool on Sunday is the film, we have our what do you call it, our closing day film, and it's The Idea of You. It's an Anne Hathaway's new film. It's coming out in May, and it's a really cool film. I mean, this is just a classic romantic comedy that everybody wants to go to on a Sunday afternoon, and I don't want to spoil it, tell too much actually.
Let's just say Turnabout is fair play.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. And then what else? What else on Sunday?
On Sunday, we also have our women's panel, which is going to be really interesting this year. It's called Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. We're taking a look at the evolution of women in the industry from different generational perspectives of people on the panel, where we were, where we went, and where we are now.
Exactly. And Saturday, by the way, we have the directors panel. We do a directors roundtable every Saturday, which is really cool. We put our directors on that panel. Jennifer Esposito will be on that panel.
Right.
A bunch of our directors that are coming in will be on that. There is a film that we didn't mention. It's called Ezra, and it's a Bleecker Street film. Yeah,
Tony Goldwyn.
Tony Goldwyn directed it, and it's about a guy who's a comedian, and he and his wife, Rose Byrne plays her. It's Bobby Cannavale and Rose Byrne. They have a son who is autistic, 12-year-old autistic boy named Ezra. And this follows this boy's story. And it's really, and Robert De Niro plays the father, the grandfather. And it's all the complications of divorce, but having a child that has this kind of issue. And it's very poignant. It's based on a true story of Tony Goldwyn's, the writer of the film. He had a son who was autistic. So, and then we have some reruns. So for people who can't fit everything in on Saturday, some of those great films will be playing again on Sunday. And we have a local focus that somebody from Baltimore.
It's a work in progress. It's a look at somebody trying to do something 20 years after The Wire that's similar about living in the streets of Baltimore, but it's being workshopped as a, you know, a work in progress, sort of 15-minute mini episode.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I think I think that's pretty much, we have student shorts in the morning, which is a free program, free to the public. We will be playing Wildcat and Suze on Sunday afternoon. And then probably a lot of jury winners will get replayed, and definitely we have our award show is 5:30 to 6. And then from 6 on that night in the big theater at Maryland Hall, we'll be playing the audience winners for the shorts and for the documentaries and for the narratives. So all the audience winners will play again at the Best of Fest.
And then the Best of Fest is, of course, our 4 favorite audience award-winning films. So the Best Narrative and Doc Short and Best Narrative and Doc Feature. And then we're going to pack up the circus tent, disassemble all the theaters we create in the downtown area and pack it until the following year. But we do have Film Society stuff throughout the year. And I just think festival has really made a big footprint on a small town. And we actually work with 26 different partners in Annapolis over the weekend. So our venues are Maryland Hall for 2 screens, Asbury United Methodist Church, Boys and Girls Club of Annapolis and Anne Arundel County, which actually, if you haven't been there, it's the largest gym in Anne Arundel County. Mm-hmm. So we can seat 400 people and put a 30-foot screen in there. And we're back at St. John's College, Key Auditorium, after a pandemic and 2 years of renovation. So we're happy to be back at St. John's. So it's very user-friendly, walkable, and, you know, it's a great way to spend a weekend.
I think we're known here for networking and introducing people to each other. And that means our industry guests mix with our community. That is a wonderful thing here because there's not room to separate everybody. So it just becomes one big group of people. And our industry really get to know each other here. They make friends, they do projects together afterwards. And we've had a lot of great relationships that have grown out of our guests that we've brought into Annapolis. So we're excited to do it again and to be here one more time. Every year we go, we don't know if we can pull this off again. And then here it is. And
then you do. Awesome.
And it's happening.
Well, I appreciate you joining me again this year. And everybody, check out the Annapolis Film Festival. It's going to be returning to Annapolis, Maryland, April 4th through the 7th. Did I get that right? 4th through the 7th.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, hey. Tickets are $20. Passes are $195. Premium pass if you want to party is $350. If you're a Film Society member, you get discounts on all of that.
Don't forget on the April 4th, Thursday night, the red carpet outside of Maryland Hall around 6:15 is going to be filled with all kinds of people that are coming here. It's going to be great.
So just visit AnnapolisFilmFestival.org for all the details. Our whole schedule and slate is up there, and invite your friends.